For the first time in 14 years, Washoe County is going to have new voting machines. Reno Public Radio's Jacob Solis has the story.
The new machines are large tablets, about 2 feet tall and 1 foot wide. At a price of $4.2 million for the whole system, the tablets will provide a number of new accessibility and usability improvements. Heather Carmen is the Assistant Registrar of Voters for Washoe County.
These ones are a lot more easier to navigate. They're similar to like your smartphone. Voting on one of these, it's just like that.
The machines will also still use what's called a verified paper audit trail, or a paper record of whatever electronic vote was cast. Those paper ballots are then checked against electronic results once votes are being counted. All these redundancies and more come at a time when American voting systems are being put under the microscope. Fears of ongoing Russian interference in the 2018 elections are already mounting, and some states are eyeing paper ballots as a counter to electronic tampering efforts. But Registrar of Voters Deanna Spicula says the new machines and the servers they connect to all run independently of one another.
These are standalone machines. They are not networked, they are not connected, and they have no Wi-Fi capability. Nobody can hack into them. They're not connected.
The tablets should be rolled out by May, just in time for early voting for this year's primary elections. Jacob Solis, Reno Public Radio News.
Jacob Solis is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism.